It's a bird. No, it's a plane. It's a radio DJ.
What?
Oh, I thought it was Superman.
It's Superman!
Oh, look, it's writing something. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked. Oh, it could be someone else.
Sure, Jan.
I swear it could have been like Batman or Wonder Woman. Oh, well.
Surrender that gigantic pie.
We're back again with that canine crime fighter who's been keeping our neighborhood safe for 25 years.
And that's 175 in dog years.
Here he is, McGruff the crime dog.
Thanks, Joy.
You know what I like about you?
Lay it on me, kid.
You've always had a very smart, sane approach to safe streets. What's your advice today?
Sharp garden shears.
Whoa, taking matters into your own hands?
You might say that, but I go after bushes in front of houses. A few clips and bad guys can't hide out.
Yeah.
Also, better street lighting helps discourage the shady element. And don't forget to keep a light on when you're away.
Good idea.
See, there's a lot you can do. Not by keeping yourself behind locked doors, but by opening up to your community to reduce crime. You can learn more by going to weprevent.org.
So, McGruff, 175 years.
And I don't look a day over 150, right?
You dog, yes.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Looks like the Holy Ghost is gone. Now you're afraid of yourself. Over your shoulder you have to watch heaven fall into hell. Looks like you're about to sink. So it's time. Even the angels are losing sleep. And the slide, watch out there. It's like a calm before the storm. You better swim. Just like it's calm before it's warm. It'll be back.
Looks like the wall is
WONY 90.9 FM. This is Megan
and Lisa Kay.
And yeah, we're doing our alumni show today. It's Sunday. There's been a weekend of shows, so hopefully you've all enjoyed listening. And you just heard Our Lady Peace, Angels Losing Sleep, who Lisa and I just saw in concert doing their 30th anniversary.
Isn't that nice?
And
it was a good show.
I forgot to look up what your set list was, but they were changing it up every show, which was cool.
Yeah.
And the Verb Pipe opened for them.
Yes.
And I thought that I would know more songs from them, but did not.
I did not. Just the freshman song.
Yeah. Did they do a cover of Soundgarden for your show, or was it a Pearl Jam song?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Okay. But it was still cool to see them.
Yeah.
Some good old 90s alt rock.
It was like going back in time. But the show was amazing.
Yeah. So Lisa and I were here at SUNY Oneonta from 2001 to 2005. We did WONY all 4 of our years and had an amazing time. And we've been trying to come back every year.
Yeah. And the songs you're going to hear for the next hour are between the 2001-2005 era. So hopefully you enjoy it and have a good time with our show today.
Yeah. So up next is Piebald with American Hearts.
And this goes out to Cody.
On WONY, whose birthday it is
today. Yes, happy birthday, Cody.
Enjoy this, Cody. I'm sure a lot of the other songs Lisa picked you will also enjoy. All right, keep it locked.
Washing windows, making 10 bucks a pop, and he says to me, hey! We'll be right back.
They don't love you like I love you. They don't love you.
WONY 90.9. That was Someday by the Strokes. I feel like that was the epitome of the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And we have a guest appearance here by Aaron.
Hi.
Best of 03.
Yep. 2003. And boy, did we play the... We played that album to the death.
Nonstop.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That was definitely the soundtrack to my, at least my junior year of college, if not like the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you tuning in, I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. When I was at WONY, my show was 12 to 2. And Megan Lisa's show was 2 to 4, so you guys immediately followed me. And when I did my show on Friday, I did it at 2 o'clock, so it was kind of like I took over your old
yes,
slot.
Yes, because normally for alumni weekend, Megan and I typically do Friday, so we swapped shows this year.
I don't remember doing a show together.
We did
in the beginning.
I am hurt.
What? You don't remember me, Meg?
Was that
we
in
did?
The
yeah, in the
spring
beginning
of 2002.
Was it?
It must have been the spring.
Yeah, I think it was spring of 2002 that you guys
We really on. Did, Meg, okay. It's true. Yeah.
I just remember doing early on a 6 to 8 a.m. walking down from Holbert and no one else was here.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we did that together, too.
Yeah.
Okay. You also heard Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs with Maps, Death Cab for Cutie, Title and Registration, and Piebald with American Hearts. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM here with Lisa Kay.
And Aaron Darling.
Yes. Yep. Hello.
And for the next, 45 minutes or so, you're going to hear songs from the early 2000s. And we hope you enjoy. And what's coming up next, Meg? I think it's Dashboard.
Yes.
Yes.
What? And we also wanted to shout out MJ and Nat for planning this whole weekend. And everyone who does come back. It seems like there's a lot of people who are here regularly, but it's also awesome to see new people, their first time here. And we can't talk up this campus enough. I think it's beautiful, and the improvements that the colleges have done is pretty awesome. So we enjoy coming back and seeing everything.
I love it. And I think more people should start coming back for the WONY Alumni Weekends
as well.
Yeah, that
would be nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just to see the changes, and everybody's so friendly, and it's fun to be back on the air.
Shout out to the early 2000s.
Yes.
People need to start coming back and representing. All right. So what's up next, Lisa? Dashboard.
Hands down. Dashboard Confessional.
And he's going to be in
Albany in August. So if anybody's in the area, you should definitely go check that out.
Awesome. And you're reminding me that Tulip Fest is coming up in Albany and how we went also spring 2002.
Yes. And we were talking about this yesterday, and we went with Cody. And you got hit in the head with a drumstick.
Yes. Was that the band Thursday?
No.
Do you remember?
Wasn't it it was Piebald, wasn't it?
Oh, it was?
Cody, you need to call in and let us know what the deal was so that we can remember this properly.
If people do want to call in, the number here is 607-436-2711. I feel like that's forever ingrained in our memories here at WONY, giving out that phone number. And I was listening to old shows a couple months ago.
On cassette tapes? My old shows are on cassette tapes.
Somehow, towards the end, we were recording them. So I do have them
on CD.
Digitized. Wow. So on a computer. But it was crazy to listen to because we were putting callers on air.
Yeah.
And that was a little wild to do. So, yes, Dashboard Confessional, hands down, is up next. Keep it locked. WONY.
Breathe in for luck, breathe in so deep. This air is best you share with me. This night is wild, so calm and dull. These hearts, they from self-control, your legs are smooth as they graze mine. We're doing nothing at all. Yeah. intertwined here, undiscovered. After all the stupid questions, hey, did you get some? Midnight is so dark. Stay quiet, stay near, stay close to me here, so we can get some. When we we'll be right back.
And I see you bubbling up the mirror. Wave around your body, glistens in the shower. And I wanna stay right here and go down on you for an hour. Or stay and let the day just fade away. And while your dedication, take the moment of hope and let it run. Never look back at all the damage we have done now to each other. She's a little angry, wears a towel, looks away. And he fades with the day. And I fall down on what to say. Oh, something clean, let me be clever. Hey, oh, well, whatever. But that's not what I mean. Where we've been has left us burned. Still, I won't turn out from the fight. You know, I'll never wait. Till I see you. You love all things I've done for. Like I'm staring to the sun. When I see you, when I see you, when I see you, it's like I'm staring to the sun. And it tells us what we're left with. We become the things we do. Me, I'm a fool, spent from defiance. Yeah, you got me, but I didn't give up on you. The rest is not a t-shirt, oh, a small song, no. He is born again, and it's not easy being me. But I can't promise I will mend. Oh, Ben, when you believe that we are fixed now. And I'm just longing back to earth. Still, you know, I'll try again. Cause I believe that we are lucky. We are golden. We have stolen letters in the days when we were one. So when I see you, spite of all that we become, we still
float away. We need you all for ships to change.
WONY 90.9 FM. This is Meg
and Lisa.
And you just heard The Starting Line with Island, Third Eye Blind, Blinded, Jimmy Eat World, Futures, and Dashboard Confessional with Hands Down. And we're here till 11-ish. I believe the next shows are maybe starting around noon.
Noon, yeah.
So yeah, Lisa and I have been coming back for the last couple of years and really enjoy doing a show together and going down memory lane, I guess you could say.
It's been a lot of fun, and I encourage anybody who's ever been on past air to come back, enjoy the alumni weekend, look at the campus. Like Meg had said on the prior break, there's so much beautification happening around campus. Everybody's so friendly. It's really just a great opportunity, and everybody does a great job with this alumni weekend. So yeah, it's much appreciated.
And even downtown, there's been a bunch of changes. We were just
out last night. Yeah.
We were the last people to maybe park in the parking garage that
It's completely gone. That's so wild.
Yeah. That was 3 years ago. An alumni weekend, we parked there, and when we were going out downtown, and then a couple weeks later, it was like closed off and needed to come down. But now there's a nice parking lot and a bus station and some other stuff, I guess you could say. But we were talking about how different
everything looks
is in general, and going out and different things have changed. There's different bars, different restaurants, but it's cool to explore. We were slightly disappointed that there was no buffet anymore at Brooks Barbecue, but we survived.
The service was excellent, we have to say. Everybody was super friendly there last night.
We still enjoyed our time, but we were definitely missing the buffet.
The ice cream last year, we went to the ice cream portion, and we were just laughing at each other, and we're like, we are the old ladies excited about ice cream.
Yep. Wanted to shout out Joe, who's listening.
Oh, and Chris, Sean, Cody, Kristen, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And let's see, what's up next is Brand New. Did you pick the song, Lisa? We also talked about how we were...
I feel like you picked it.
Putting this
together last night at 11:30, which probably wasn't the best idea, but it was super fun.
Yeah. So this is The Quiet Things That No One Ever Knows on WONY.
Burn up before the water filled your whisper you want a kiss.
Suspension.
WONY 90.9, That Is What It Is to Burn by Finch. Before that, you heard Suspension by May, and a classic early 2000s before that, Saves the Day at Your Funeral. This is Lisa Kay.
And Meg, you're listening to WNY 90.9 FM.
And I'm just going to say, because I've been getting messages from, you know, people who are at college with us during our time frame, that they're like, please don't say keep it locked. But I'm going to say it. Thank you for keeping it locked this past hour.
Why can't we say
keep it locked? I don't know. They were just laughing about it.
We're also here with Erin Darling.
Hi. Yes. I don't know if the mic is still on.
It
special
is.
Special guest
right.
appearance. Yes. She was here in 2003. Meg and I were 05.
Yep. And last night I won the trivia contest.
Woohoo!
So, yay!
Oh, congrats. What were some of the questions?
Who won the album of the year in 1978? That was Fleetwood Mac, Rumors. That was something I totally went with my gut.
Yeah.
That was not like something I really knew. A couple of them were like that. And then I think there was another that who has had hits or top 100 or top 40 hits 6 decades in a row, and that was Cher.
Okay.
And another one of the answers was Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost went with Michael Jackson, but I thought, I bet it was Cher. You know?
So you knew. Deep
yeah.
down you knew.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. You won. Good
yeah.
job.
Well, thank you.
I was thinking it was WONY trivia. But it was
some of it, yeah. There were a few like Guess This Wony DJ, and mm-hmm. it was the baby pictures of
gotcha.
Right. One of the ones that I got wrong was there was a baby picture of Joel, and I had guessed it was Neil, but then the actual picture of Neil popped up, and then I got that one right,
yeah.
So, yeah,
awesome,
very cool. So,
I mean, this is our closeout. Is there any parting words you want to leave our listeners with, Meg?
I don't know. We just really enjoyed, I think, our years at WONY were very formative. And, you know, there's a lot of nostalgia when we're here doing mm-hmm. shows. And it meant a lot. And lifelong friends.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Every time I'm here, it reminds me of our lasting friendships that we made.
Yeah. And most of the people I still talk to are mm-hmm. somehow WONY related or Oneonta related. And so it's